Yes, friends, it is once again a time for an audio boo, and this one is about accents. Now, I was perusing the Dragon Con singles group, and there was a thread in there about accents, so it's time for me to showcase my accents. First up, the Australian accent. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Rutherfordton, North Carolina. Well, tonight it is the Adelaide Crows taking on the Essendon Bombers in the Australian Rules Football Special here at RS Central High School. For more on the action, we take you now to our British commentator as we head over to the Rose Bowl. There's actually a Rose Bowl in England, and it's a cricket ground. And there's the bowl and wickets for all. Or something like that. And the French accent I do very, very well. Je ne sais quoi, pourquoi, and all that other sort of stuff. It's important to understand the love of a woman. On the German accent I do fairly well, but it's important to know that when you do such accents, you sometimes have a problem of going over the line with the accents. On the Russian accent, it's important not to confuse it with the German accent. So you must roll your R's, something like that. And I can't do a Japanese or Chinese accent because A, I can't, and B, it's sort of considered politically incorrect. I can't do an Indian accent. I try to do an Indian accent, but it doesn't really work too well. What else? I can't really do an Irish accent. I try to do a Cockney accent, but I can't quite get Cockney, and I kind of sort of go all over the field. You know, so I tried that. What else? I can't really do a Canadian accent that will. Oot and about, no, that sort of stuff. I can't really do the accent there, but. And my New York accent comes off as a bit exaggerated. So Australian accents fall with me. I tend to really do that well. And as I wrap up this audio view, I'd like to say hello to all of my DragonCon friends over there. We will see you on September 1st for the adventure of a lifetime. DragonCon 2011, the 25th anniversary edition. For all of us here, it's good night, good luck, and may the good news be yours.